This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England, currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions, will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household. Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
Visit voanews.com.